They have walked the building. They see that it can't be a facility for the HSE, whether it be admin or, as they suggested, there will also be clinical services and other buildings that are currently vacant. But it's a long-term project. But they're going to be looking at it in the short term. They begin it fairly soon. And then, you know, hopefully over a period of time that we will have the buildings back in use. They're lovely buildings. They're very much part of the fabric of Letterkenny and St. Connell's campus. And to be honest, it's been a disgrace that they've lay for so long derelict while there's much needed pressures on the HSE in relation to space and that we're the HSE is paying large rents for buildings outside of the campus and around Letterkenny and indeed the county. So, look, it's a good news that they have identified it as a place where they can refurbish and bring services into the St. Connell's campus. And, like, you know, that's what we've been calling for quite a while. So I'm happy with that response. I would like now to see it move further to actually the sort of construction side and the refurbishment.
Obviously, a statement of intent from the HSE is one thing, and you've got a clear statement of intent from them with regards to St. Connell's. The other side of the coin, of course, is the funding. And there is no doubt about it, to bring that 1901 building back into use is going to take a huge amount of money. We are talking millions, possibly tens of millions.
Well, they have said that it is going to be challenging, but they are committed to, as you say, there's a fairly clear sort of answer of intent there that they do wish to bring the building back to life. They do want to locate administration services and indeed clinical services into the St. Connell campus. I think it can only be good, and if it takes 4 or 5 years to complete, then, you know, we've been sitting looking at it for almost 20 years in dereliction. So I think it's good news that they are clearly intending to do something about it now at long last, and we'll keep at them and look for regular updates and reports from them on it.